What is this, Mr. Mike? What is this?
I'll give you $1,000 right now if you can name this band.
Yeah, I can't.
Anybody.
Oh, yeah, if anybody. I can't, that's for sure. Oh, on another great Saturday morning in Arizona. The great thing about Arizona this time of year is those kind of little gentle storms that blow through here. I guess there were little blowdowns here and there. Big dust wall hit east of the valley here last night. But it's football season, huh? We got ASU's going to be at Utah. NAU has looks like a day off. U of A Wildcats are at Colorado. And the Cardinals at the Steelers. How about them Cardinals, huh? Man, gotta love football.
Who would have ever said that on a weekend we're playing California teams that the Cardinals would be the only ones that were going to win?
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. Hey, folks, it's Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in. We're here this hour with a newly certified Rosie on the House provider from the Tucson market, Temperature Control, air conditioning and heating company. We're going to be bringing them into the conversation. But before we do, let me let y'all know, we've got tickets to next weekend's Saba Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center. All you need to do is reach out to us any one of a number of ways. Hit us at rosieonthehouse.com, Facebook us, let us know you want tickets. We can send them out in pairs. We even have family packs of four, and we need your name and your address, and we'll get you loaded up on some free tickets. We'll be broadcasting live from the home show. It's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hope to see you all there. While you're there, watch for the Rosie on the House teardrop banners signifying which one of the displaying vendors are Rosie certified, and you'll know which ones are the safest to deal with. All right, let's bring into the conversation the air conditioning. This nice weather right here, I bet you there isn't an air conditioner running in the entire state of Arizona right now. But this is that shoulder season that's so nice. It's when all the folks start returning back to Arizona. If you're getting back and you're curious about what you need to do to service your equipment, give us a ring. If you've got a question about heating, give us a ring. We've got Eric Lawler and Tony Bohard from Temperature Control. They're here. They're the experts. They can answer your questions. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Guys, thanks for driving up this morning.
Thank you.
You guys had a nice drive up this morning, wasn't it? Pretty nice?
Yeah, weather was good today.
Very good, wasn't it? Tony, tell us a little bit about your background at Temperature Control.
So I'm the general manager. I pretty much run all the operations there. I do all the estimating for new units and just make sure the day-to-day operations go the way they're supposed to go most of the time.
And Eric?
Thank you, Rosie. Pleasure to be here with you, sir.
Yeah.
My job is the service manager at Temperature Control. I'm responsible for making sure that all the appointments that are scheduled get ran and that our customers are completely satisfied with the outcome of the visits.
And y'all deal with about the same challenges we deal with here in Phoenix. I'm going to have to bring in Intermountain from Flagstaff one time and talk about what all the Northern Arizona residents and listeners have to deal with. But any problem that y'all are dealing with down in Tucson, we're probably dealing with about the same things here in the valley. Y'all don't deal with any much different. Maybe a little colder in the winter, huh?
Yeah, it just gets a little bit more of a drop at night, I think. So we get a little bit of a break at night. You guys don't.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Now, we are putting all of our air conditioners to sleep this time of season. It's a great time. You see the energy bills drop. People talk to me all the time about, how can I cut my air conditioning bill? How can I cut my electric bill? And I always have to teach them, look, it's two different things. You know, you've got your electric bill, your flat rate. You're going to have that in March, and you're going to have that in October. You're not running heat. You're not running air conditioning. But you're always going to have a base load.
Right.
The air conditioning load is that mount that stacks up on top of you in June, July, August, and September, right?
Right. That's for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about keeping your equipment now. It's easy to forget about it. You're not running it. You're not depending on it quite so heavy.
Right. So everybody shuts it down and they don't think about it again until it gets over, 90 degrees and they turn it back on.
Right.
And on heat pumps, that's pretty much the worst thing you can do. So I'll let Eric touch a little bit on that, what we should do to keep our systems going when we shut them down.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Even though we're getting toward the end of air conditioning season, the people who have all-electric homes have what's called a heat pump system. Mm-hmm. And the heat pump systems use the refrigeration cycle to accomplish both heating and cooling.
The air conditioner is the heater.
That's exactly right.
We just put it in reverse, right?
That's exactly right, by means of a reversing valve that goes in the condensing unit that changes the flow of refrigerant, turning the hot coil, turning the cold coil in the summer into a hot coil in the winter. And that's how heat pumps operate.
And we get a lot of calls, Eric, in the cold weather. January mornings that, you know, my heater's blowing cold air and I just have to talk them through it. Well, that's your heat pump.
Yes, that is one of the disadvantages to a heat pump system is that the best you can hope for is about 20 degree hotter air coming out of your vents than the air inside your home. So a heat pump system will maintain whatever temperature you set the thermostat at if you leave the thermostat set at that point. But heat pumps take a long time to bring the house up several degrees. Now, when it gets very cold outside, below 32 degrees, heat pumps can get downright ineffective. So most heat pumps...
Especially a damp 32.
Absolutely. So what most heat pumps... Well, all heat pumps have the ability to have what's called electric resistance heat strips installed into the heat pump system.
That's the coil in your oven.
Yes, basically.
You just put it in the ductwork.
Exactly. Basically, the same type of coil or same type of resistance heat that they use in an oven goes into the actual air conditioning air handler, the heat pump air handler, And whenever it drops below 32 degrees, if you have heat strips installed in your heat pump system, then they will energize and you'll have nice hot air coming out of your vents. And that takes care of that immediate need. And then as the heat pump becomes more effective again, as the outside temperature warms up, then the electric resistance heat strips kick back out and the heat pump takes over.
And those heat strips can be an expensive way to heat a house, can't they?
Yes, sir. Electric resistance heat is the single most
expensive form,
inefficient way. Yes, inefficient way of heating a home ever existed, that ever invented. Now it's very effective, but it does cost a lot of money.
But if you're not going to pay for a propane tank, or you're in neighborhoods without natural gas, what are your other options with all electric heat?
Well, that's about it, actually. Yeah. The heat pump system is much more efficient than straight electric resistance heating, and so that's why. If you have a heat pump, and if you don't have heat strips installed in it at this point, then they can absolutely be installed after the fact. So don't feel like if your heat pump system doesn't have them now that you're stuck without them, because we can absolutely install heat strips into an existing air handler at any point in time.
Now, Eric, I know up, on the property in the White Mountains and stuff, a lot of those places have the catalytic ceramic heaters that store up heat during the night, and then they release it, or they store up heat during the day, and then they release it during the night. Do y'all see any of those catalytic heaters down in Tucson at all?
No, sir. I haven't encountered any Southern Arizona at all.
Okay, because,
no,
boy, that is a great form of efficient electric heat that they use up in the White Mountains a lot. So you've got the heat pump, and the heat pump on those cold, wet mornings, really what I try and explain to people, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I say, look, the heat pump is outside looking for heat, and the less that there is for it to find, the less it's going to be able to bring back into your house. And at 32 degrees, and it's damp, and the dew, and the coils are all wet, it's really having a hard time finding heat to bring back inside.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely right.
Yeah. So then we've got the gas heat, right? Now, and I always tell people I'm a dual energy guy. I won't live in a house that's not dual energy. I love to cook with it. I love to heat with it. When the heater comes on in a gas furnace, it's nice, warm air. It's above your body temperature.
Yeah, absolutely. The typical gas furnace will produce heat 45 to 75 degrees hotter than the air inside your home. So if it's 65 in your house and you turn your gas furnace on, you're going to have about 120, 125 degree air coming out of the vents. Gas heat is hot and is fast, and it's actually a little cheaper than electricity. However, if you have an all-electric home, then you have no choice
but to
go with the heat pump system. Now, before I talk about gas furnaces, I want to touch on heat pumps just for a moment longer.
Okay.
Because of the fact that the heat pump uses the refrigeration cycle to accomplish both heating and cooling, that means that your compressor, your outdoor fan motor, and every single component on your air conditioning system never gets a break.
That's right.
So heat pump systems are very, very important to maintain that your compressor on a heat pump starts twice as many times and runs twice as long as a conventional split gas system does when you have a gas furnace. So don't be lulled into the idea that heat pumps don't need to be maintained. They need to be maintained twice a year, spring and fall, just like every other type of system.
All right. And actually, when y'all were coming up on air, y'all going to offer some Roseanne House listener discounts on some checkups?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact,
what's that plan?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we're at that special time of the year where we can actually do heating and cooling diagnostics in the same visit. So right now we're offering during this program for all Rosie on the House customers a free 40-point heating and cooling diagnostic. What that means is we're going to check every single bit of the air conditioning system. We're going to take your Freon levels. We're going to check your amp draws on your motors. We're going to check the output of your current controllers. We're going to make sure that all your relays are operating within design specifications. And then we're going to focus on the heating side of things. If you have a gas furnace, the truth is this. Whenever you turn on your gas furnace and you call for heating, if warm air comes out of your vents, that means that 13 things had to happen in a row every single time to make that heat come out. So when we do our furnace checkups, we're focusing on all of those safety switches. There's a bunch of safety switches on a gas furnace, and every one of those switches is wired in series so that if you have a problem with any part of your gas furnace, it opens the circuit and shuts the whole thing down. So what we do is we focus on making sure that every one of those relays, every one of those safety switches are working the way they're supposed to. We make sure that there's no crack in your heat exchanger. That's the danger with gas furnaces, is any time after the 15-year mark, you can start developing microfractures in your heat exchanger. And when that happens, and it eventually happens to every single furnace, you start having carbon monoxide mixed with your indoor air.
And that's included in one of the safety checks. So Temperature Control is running a free diagnostic for Rosie on the House listeners in the Tucson area. The number is 520-544-5665.
Quick question. So if I'm getting both heating and cooling done, does that mean I don't need to have my biannual done in the spring?
No, sir. You need to have that thing checked out every single spring, for
okay.
sure. What we're doing now is for basically customers who haven't had their maintenance done this year at all, we're offering we're offering that free 40-point diagnostic on heating and cooling. That way, you're set for the winter, and then we'll be back to see you again in spring.